Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, it was a big night for the Banshees of Inisherin at the Golden Globes last night. Martin McDonagh's dark comedy won in the Best Picture, Musical or Comedy category. McDonagh took home the Best Gong for Screenplay, while Colin Farrell picked up the award for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. And here's what Colin had to say in his acceptance speech.
Brendan, I love you so much. I love you so much. To get to cohabitate this creative space with you every day. All I did when I came to work every day was aspire to be your equal. I'm not saying I even got there, but the aspiration kept me going. And I thank you for that for the rest of my days also. Kerry, to finally see the world after 20 years of acting. You can forget that piano. To finally see the world after 20 years of acting. Find your work now. You're extraordinary. Barry, when you're sharing a house with an actor you're working with, a word of advice, Barry, don't eat his crunchy nut cornflakes and leave him with no breakfast in the morning.
Gráinne Humphreys, Festival Director with the Dublin International Film Festival, is with us now. Gráinne, let's leave the film aside for just a moment and what it means for the industry. It was a wonderful acceptance speech from Colin Farrell,
wasn't it? Doesn't it make you just so proud? He's a national treasure. I mean, all the emotions that must be rushing through you when your name is called out and he goes up there, that's a performance. I mean, my heart, I heard it this morning. I didn't see it. I'm going to watch it tonight. And I just went, I am so proud to be Irish that he could go with such grace and mention everybody and stop the piano. You know, I mean, that's power. And then I saw the picture and he looks dashing.
He does.
You know, it's fab.
And we heard there from him, from his own mouth, about that really special relationship between himself and Brendan Gleeson. Well, you can see it on screen, but obviously off screen as well. They're very close.
They are very close. I was lucky enough, actually, my first year directing the Dublin Film Festival to open with In Bruges. And, you know, on opening night, you have the whole cast and crew there. So you had Martin McDonagh and you had Brendan and you had Colin. And we gave an award to Brendan on that night. And you could see Colin was the person who presented it. And there is this chemistry between them. You know, there's a dynamic. And, you know, I know it was mentioned in lots of the kind of post-awards kind of buzz. But, you know, it is surprising it took so long for them to kind of be reunited, because it looks like one of the great kind of like cinematic double acts. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's not going to be too long before they're working again with McDonagh.
Oh, really?
This is what they're saying. He's not going to wait as long as he did to put them back together on screen. But it's just, it's a subtlety, a nuance. And when I was lucky enough to host the Q&A after Banshees, and there is it, they enjoy each other's company. They finish each other's sentences. They listen and kind of respond. There's, as I said, a wonderful intimacy. And for a film about male friendship and male friendship when it's taken away, you know, they have this bond that you can genuinely see, as I said, in person and very definitely on screen.
And from the moment that film was first seen by audiences, there was a bit of a frisson about awards bubbling away. Now, obviously, that's exploded because of what happened last night. But the expectation was always, wasn't it, that it would do well?
I think so. I mean, you know, three billboards outside Missouri, which is the McDonagh's last film, did very well at the Oscars. You know, you already have a kind of energy around him. I think from the standing ovation, you know, in Venice, when it was the longest of a very, very, you know, hotly competitive film festival, people were talking about Oscar buzz. And the other side to it is that, you know, if you look down through the nominees, it really is beginning to look like a two-horse race between Banshees and Fablemans, which is Spielberg's film about his childhood. So, you know, in that sense, it's kind of exciting to see that the two kind of like, you know, favourites are won their separate categories at the Golden Globes, a kind of newly restored Golden Globes. And probably now the race is on to see what happens over the coming weeks.
Because we have the categories separated out, of course, for the Golden Globes. You have
yes.
this included, and some people have questioned this. I heard people talking about this earlier this morning, whether, you know, it should really be in the comedy section, but it becomes much more competitive now when it's lumped in together with all of the movies for the best movie category at the Oscars.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, actually, if you look at the kind of films that were in its category, you know, Glass Onion was there, Triangle of Silence, of Sadness, and then, you know, the Mad Outsider film that is Everything Everywhere all at once. But it, you know, it to me, it's Fablemans and possibly Elvis and Tar, which is another film that's coming out very shortly into Irish cinemas,
yeah.
You know, which are the big kind of serious heavyweight contenders. And then you have the ones that have obviously worked in terms of box office, which is Top Gun, Maverick and Avatar. guitar. And I'd see Banshees very, very happily sitting in that kind of very significant, you know, cinematic piece of work with fantastic performances. You described it as a dark comedy, and I think that is kind of one of the elements about it. You know, people see it, and do they laugh? Do they find the darkness attractive or quite sad? I mean, it's a film about loneliness and isolation. And in that sense, you're kind of thinking, yeah, it's really tapping in to something that I think we're all very familiar with over the last 2 years. Yeah. So I put it fairly close, you know, neck and neck even.
I have to admit, I watched it for the first time this weekend, because you can stream it now, and when it took that dark turn, and I think you'll know what I'm talking about,
yes.
I didn't really know what to think. And yes, there are, you know, funny moments in it. It's beautiful, it looks absolutely gorgeous, but it's quite dark.
It is dark, and it's nearly got a kind of playfulness about that dark, because you spend a lot of time going, no, it's not going to happen. It's not, as you said, going to go there. That twist is not going to take place. But I think that unexpected quality is really unusual, and I feel like that's something that we don't generally see, you know, from a kind of studio, you know, Fox Searchlight film. You know, it feels like they play to kind of quite conventional kind of narratives, but this genuinely kind of said, nope, we're going to push out the way in which this storyline and this friendship, might develop or move, and pulls, I think, an audience into quite a dark and kind of twisted tale, very very Sing-like in a way. And I know everyone's mentioned that, but if you know McDonagh's work, you know that he quite enjoys the dark side of our personalities and of kind of pushing into the things that we don't normally see on screen.
Yeah, and it almost feels like one of his stage plays when you're watching it. So listen, this can't do any harm for the Irish film industry globally now.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the buzz and energy that happened when in 1990 My Left Foot took home the two Oscars for Daniel Day-Lewis and Brenda Ficker, and the huge surge of interest that there was around Irish cinema and the actors. I mean, Claire, from Pat Short and John Kenny, Kerry Condon, Sheriff Flitton, Barry Keoghan, the performances, Louise Kiley has done an amazing job. Emer Mulderney, and the costumes have been talked about endlessly. And don't forget, we also have The Quiet Girl. It wasn't in the Golden Globes, but, you know, a lot of people are talking about our own, sort of Oscar hopeful in terms of our first Irish, our Irish language film for this year. As we know, it's part nearly now of a strand of Irish films, and a beautiful film that we opened last year's film festival. So it's wonderful to see, nearly 12 months later, to see this film doing so well. And hopefully, as I said, you know, this can only just pull new and emerging talent into the industry and support them. We know there's hardly a production space left in the country with the amount of TV and film being made. So, you know, it really is a kind of catalyst moment, I think.
So it's a boom time, is it?
It is a boom time. I mean, we've, you know, just give you an idea of next year's festival. Well, our next month's festival has 20 new features and docs. You know, there's a lot of films being made. They're being made with, you know, Screen Ireland funding, Arts Council funding, and sometimes people are finding their own independent funding. And they're being made by, you know, professional filmmakers who are coming up. They're making shorts, documentaries, features at huge levels from all across the country, you know, with the rise of studio spaces, with the increase in kind of accessibility of technology, people are able to make their own films. And as I said, you know, the game is on now. You know, the years of energy and put into training in the sector, I think, is beginning to really pay off.
Well, as you said at the beginning, you know, you can't help but feel proud when you see Colin up there accepting this award in such a gracious way.
No, and he is one of the most, you know, eloquent speakers. I mean, that's one of the things that I think they're incredible ambassadors, you know, Brendan, Colin Baird, for instance, from Quiet Girl. They speak beautifully about their work. They kind of give it a kind of sheen and a kind of sensitivity, and they, you know, unconsciously promote a level of sophistication and pride in being an Irish artist, you know, in being a creative person, a performer. And I have to say, my heart just soared when I heard it this morning on the way into the office. I just went, wow. You know, there was no mumbles or kind of false modesty. There was somebody, I think Sinead Crowley said it, who was genuinely delighted to be receiving this award and kind of gave it a kind of, you know, an energy and a kind of glow of happiness. And that's Colin Farrell.
Completely authentic. And then Barry Keoghan, Brendan Gleeson, as we said, both nominated as well. Kerry Condon from Tipperary, who Colin went out of his way to mention there too. I mean, all of those performances are so special in this film.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think Kerry, for me, you know, is the woman who kind of takes control of her life. She's the character that, you know, Siobhan, that gets off the island, that escapes the kind of mystical hold that Inishirin holds over its inhabitants. You know, and she says, I'm going to leave, I'm going to make a decision. And the others are kind of trapped nearly. And I think her performance is heartbreaking. And I think, you know, it's a collaboration. I know that I'll see it tonight, but I believe all of the cast were up on stage to collect that best film last night, and I kind of feel like that's what it's like to watch that film. It's a wonderful kind of nearly balletic passing of lines and emotions between a very, very talented troupe of actors and performances, expertly directed by McDonagh. But as I said, Kerry Condon, Barry, but I mean, Claire, you can go down the list. You know, as I said, you know, John Kenny and Pat Short, you know, are incredible in the bar scenes.
Yes.
You know, and
well,
kind of bring
it takes
this
us back,
humor,
doesn't it, yeah, to see the two of them
exactly
there.
Exactly. You know, and Brendan Gleeson composing his own music for the fiddle scenes. You know, I mean, we're so bloody talented, you know. Sometimes it's nice to be recognised, isn't it?
Well, look, we look forward to the Oscars. Not to put any pressure on them, but, you know.
No pressure at all.
The stakes have been raised, right, because of last night. Gráinne, thanks so much for talking to us. That's Gráinne Humphreys, Festival Director from the Dublin International Film Festival. And congratulations to everybody involved in the Banshees of Inishirin. What a great celebration and a great win. We'll take a break. More after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.